Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Ayin Zayin of Abayz. We are in Perek HaZorek, the eighth perek of Meseches Gittin, and we have started the discussion of Kinyanim. Kinyanim in Darkei HaKinyanim B'Kiddushin, that is one of the main sugiyas in the Mesechta, and one of the main sugiyas in this perek. Yesterday we had a story on Ayin Zayin of Abayz, about a Shchiv Mira that wrote a get to his wife right before Shabbos. He didn't get a chance to give it before Shabbos. So then it was on Shabbos morning, and he was afraid that he was going to die. So the Shaila is, what does he do? So the Gemara suggested, well, you do some type of Kinyan, which we mentioned was a Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly he had to do. According to most, it was a Kinyan Chatzer. If you do a Kinyan Chatzer, then Mamela, the get could be hers if the husband gives his wife a Chatzer, an area, so then it would be able to be nikkle that way. Rashi, for some reason, does not say that. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, Kinyan Agav, which we mentioned. That might be a machlokas about Kinyan Agav, or it might be a machlokas about Gittin. It might be a machlokas about Agav. What does that mean? When I am makna you something through Agav, I give you a piece of land, I sell you a piece of land, and through that, I also sell you a metaltalin. How does that work exactly? There is a machlokas, we paskin, you do not need the metaltalin to be on the land. Here, interestingly, one of the questions the Rishonim ask on Rashi is, you don't need Svurin, and here the get has to be there. Why should it have to be there if it's a Kinyan Agav? Number two, the pashas is that it's Chatzer, but the question is, how does that Kinyan work? So there is a major discussion in the Mefarshim, whether Kinyan Agav means that you definitely do a Maisa Kinyan on the Karaka. Do you also have to do anything with the metaltalin? No. Why? Halachically, is it as if I did a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin also? A Maisa Kinyan on the Karka works for a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin? Or the Chiddush of Agav is that a Maisa Kinyan on the Karka allows me to acquire the metaltalin even without a Maisa Kinyan? Mashal Ma'adavar Domeh, not exactly the same, but regarding Hilchas Brachas, Iker and Tafel. When I make a bracha on the cereal, the mizonos on the cereal, is that also, does that work for the milk? Even though the milk usually doesn't get a mizonos, but that's, once it's tafel, then the bracha on the ikar could also be a bracha on the tafel. Or do I say no? Once you have something called ikar and tafel, Chazal only enacted brachos for ikarim, and not tafel. And therefore, bracha on the cereal, you don't need a bracha on the tafel, right? It's just memela included. It's not called getting hana'a without a matir, without a bracha. So also by agav. So maybe that's the machlokas in Rashi and the other Rishonim. Mistama, you need a maisa. You need some type of maisa. Maisa kinyan, maisa desina for a get. So maybe that's the chiddush of Rashi. Rashi is saying agav. Why doesn't he say chatzer? That's a good question. But why he would be able to say agav is because maybe he holds there is a maisa kinyan on the metaltalin. Mashayin and other Rishonim, one of their problems might be that kinyan agav is not a maisa on the metaltalin. Or one might say that everybody agrees. Everybody agrees one way or the other. Let's say everybody agrees that it is a maisa kinyan. But the other Rishonim might say, yeah, but it's not good enough for get. Get, you really need Vanasa V'yada, and this is not Vanasa V'yada. It's a quasi-Maisa Kinyan, it's a Ke'ilu Maisa Kinyan, but it's not Lav Dafka, a Maisa Kinyan that's good enough for Gittin. That's one discussion. Again, that little story of Ahu Shchiv Mira has a lot to talk about. We touched on a few points, but one other thing, and then we have to continue, because today's daf is also full. The other point to mention is that, what the Gemara say, what are we supposed to do here if he has to give a get? And he does, and it's Shabbos, so he has to do some type of kinyan. Why can't he just give the get? So the answer is, Rashi explains, because the get is muksa. Get is muksa on Shabbos. It's not designated. He wasn't planning to give a get on Shabbos. And the Yamshar Shlomo says it's muksa machmas chesrod kiss. It's not like a mila knife where he knew he was going to have to do bris mila the next day. So it's mukhan for that, even though it's not mukhan for anything else. But regarding the other usages, it's not mukhan, and also a get. So the Shiloh, the Rishonim ask is, well, muksa is an isidra banan, and kinyanam on Shabbos is an isidra banan. So why is it better to do a maisa kinyan on Shabbos, b'shas atchak, than to touch muksa b'shas atchak? Right? Why is that drabanan, a maisa versus a chefsa? It's not really a chefsa. Muksa also is an isser tiltal. It's not an isser, it's not an isser hana. It's an isser tiltal. So why is one, better? Why is one drabanan better than the other drabanan? So Tosas already asked this question. In Vitezel, Pirish Rashi, Lafisha, get also the taltel. Lamosra Ola, right? You can't be batal to it. Afagav, even though it also says in the Tosefta, right? As it says on the side, Lefaneinu Lesa. We don't have this, and we don't have it in our Mishnah either. The Mishnah in Beitza, even though it says somewhere Tosfos has a Girsa Ein Megarshin B'Shabbes. So it's equal. Mux is Aser and Gershin is Aser. So why should there be any difference? Says Tosfos B'Shchiv Meira Hekilu to Lotipo Kame Yavam. B'Shchiv Meira they were Meiko. They will make also that she does not fall to the Yavam. But still, why is it that one Drabanan overrides another Drabanan? Tosfos doesn't really explain fully. He says, you find elsewhere that we allow certain actions of Shchiv Meira, and you find it outside of Hilchos Gittin also. You don't need a Kinyan and as we had earlier in the Masechta. So that's the general sense of Shchiv Meira. You find certain kulas. So here too, we'll allow the Shchiv Meira to do a kinyan and memela to allow the gerusha to go through. But allowances of muksa, where do we have Shchiv Meira being allowed to do muksa? That's not something that's a model, and therefore we wouldn't allow it. The Ritva has a different shot. The Ritva says, on a practical level, if you allow the gerushin to take place, so what's happening? The gerushin is taking place, and at the same time, the Isser Durabanan of Shabbos and the gerushin are bon ke'echa, so to speak. They're babas achas. Why? He's makna her the chatzar, and at the same time, the get is in there, and memela, she's nikna the chatzar. But says the Ritva, that's fine, but what about Metaltalin? He's going to pick up the get, walk over to her, and give it to her. Maybe he'll die right after he picked up the get. So then he'll have to be metalta the get shalol l'tzarech. Because there's a time lag, again, it is a chash, but says the Ritva, maybe that's why we're nervous. Ef shalomar shalol ratzu l'hatir tiltal l'get shehu kodem agerishin v'shema bein tiltal l'nesina yamus v'nimsa shel tiltal l'get shalol l'tzarech hilchach l'ratzu l'hatir ela be'inyin shahakinyin v'agerishin bo'im ke'echad. That is the Ritva. So again, what he says is that, you know, one is in front before the other one, and therefore we're more nervous. You know, one might say that he means a little more than that, right? He means that we will only allow an Isser Drabanan if it's mamish at the same time as being, it's like kind of like an Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Only Be'idna will allow the Isser Drabanan if you're doing the mitzvah that's Tzorech right now. But if the Isser is going to come beforehand, so then maybe we wouldn't allow it. Again, the Ritva sounds like Pashto says it's more of the Chashash, and maybe he's going to die. I'm just trying to give it a little more teeth, that it might be more of a conceptual nugget.
Is it a worry about the anxiety possibly hastening his death?
No. Oh. The issue is that he might die, and therefore the Issa Drabanan might be done earlier. The general, we will allow Shchiv Meira, not just, usually Shchiv Meira is allowed because of the anxiety issue, but here it's not here because we think he's going to die before Shabbos is over, and therefore she's going to be left to be a grusha, to be an almana instead of a grusha. So even separate from the anxiety, we just want this to be able to be done now because of that tzara. Also, just one other ha'ara, and that is, the Pnei Yeshua points out, this whole discussion, if the get was already written on Friday, is this a get muktam? Right, again, muktam is too early, right, as we discussed earlier in the Mishnah, in the earlier parak. So the Mishnah Yeshua says maybe it means a case of Me'akshav and Macy, and then it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, but again, there's a lot in that story, as we just touched on a couple of issues, and now let us continue now where we are up to. Hahu Gavra, another story about 8 lines up for the bottom. Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Hahu Gavra Dezorak Lagita LeDebisu. A man threw a get to his wife. Havi Kaima Bechatzer, and she's even in the Chatzer that he threw it to. Azal Gita Nafal Bepisla. The get went and fell onto a piece of wood. A wooden board, a wooden block. In the Chatzer. So it's not on the ground of the Chatzer. It's on a wooden board. So I'm Rav Yosef. Chazin and Rav Yosef says, well, how big is the board? I havya arba amos al arba amos. If it's 4x4 amos, so then palagle reshus al nafshe, it's its own reshus. And therefore, it sounds like it would not be a good gerushin, because she's in the chatzer, we'll have to see. V'i lo, but if it's not 4x4, chad reshusi, then it's one reshus. So ask the Gemara, who's chatzer and who's board? What's happening here? What's the case? B'maya skinan, ilema b'chatzer dida. Is it talking about her chatzer? So ki havi dalad amos by havi. So what? Even if it's a big board, but it's sitting in her chatzer, And it's her board, it's her chatzer, everything should be good. Megureshes. Ve'ela b'chatzer didei. So no, maybe it's talking about his chatzer. Ki lo havi arba amos mayave. That even if it's not for amos, so then she's not megureshes, because it's his chatzer. So what's the case of the hahu gavra that it makes a difference that how big the board is? So lo tricha, it must be a case where it's his chatzer. But de ushla mako, she is borrowing space. He is allowing her to have space in her chatzer to be kone the get. So the chad mako. So why does it make a difference how big the board is? The chad mako mostly inshi tre makovas lo mostly inshi. We assume when he allowed her to have a section in this chatzer, it's one section. It doesn't give two sections. So if it's on the board and the board is considered its own reshus, that's going to mess up the gerushin because we assume that he did not lend her or allow her to be in two places and not in one place. V'lo amren continues the Gemara, elo delo gavo asara. And the requirement for 4x4 is only if it's not 10 tfachim high, avo gavo asara, but if it's 10 tfachim high, avo gav delo avi arba amos. Even if he's not 4x4, it's still his own reshus. Because 10 tefachim in the air, as we know from Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, represent the separate reshus. Velo Amran also, Ela Deles Le Shem Lavai. Also, it only requires 4, or only requires 10 up, if it doesn't have an accompanying name. There's nothing special or unique about this board. Aval Isle Shem Lavai, Avagav Delo Gavo Asar, Avagav Delo Avi Arba Amos. If it has a Shem Lavai, that it has an accompanying name, it's a special type of board, that people call it a certain name, so then that also would have its own reshus. So now, this is interesting, this last line, does that apply to Hilchas Shabbos too? Does that apply to Hilchas Erevin? Pashas not. So this is a unique halacha in terms of Hilchas Kinyanim, and a Hilchas of one makom and two makomos. Just because you call it something, doesn't give it its own reshus. Reshus hayachid, makom ptur, right? There are requirements for definitions of distances, of amounts, of even reshus harabim, we mentioned, is a machlokas rishonim, when you need 600,000, you don't need 600,000. So, here though, it seems to be a specific halacha in yane kinyanim. Okay, vaita. Afilu hu ima bamita, chulu. Back to the first line in the Mishnah, back on yesterday's daf, the beginning of Azorik. So somebody throws a get to his wife, and she is in the house. So then Mugureshes. Zarku la v'tok beiso. But if he threw it into his house or his chatzer, even if they're together in the bed, ainu Mugureshes. Amar Rava lo shanu el bamita shelo. Only if it's his bed. If it's his bed in his house, so then even if she's sitting there, it's not going to be good unless she caught it. But that's not what we're talking about. Aval b'mita shela megureshes. But if it's her bed in his house, so that's going to be good enough. Tani nami hachi. The Braisa also supports this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'mita shela ena megureshes. B'mita shela megureshes. Says the Gemara. Whoa! If this is true, can we prove from here to the general shas topic? U'b'mita shela megureshes. If it's her bed in his house, does that work? Caleb shall kolokeach where it's mocherhu. But we know there's a general discussion. If a buyer, if a lokeach has a basket inside the seller's reshus, does that work? Right? Does that work as a kinyan? We know there are various kinyanim. There's something called kinyan hagbah. If I lift something up in your reshus, that works. But let's say Meshicha does not work in reshus of Rabim. It's got to be into my reshus. But hagbah works even in the reshus of the mocher. But here it's not hagbah. Is it? I have a basket in your reshus, and you put something in my basket. Is that good enough? Right? Is that mine yet? Right? It's not exactly the same. There are other factors, but it's interesting. What happens if I put something into a shopping cart, and I go to the front of the store? When is it mine? Okay, so when I pay for it, what if I paid for it, but it's still in the shopping cart? It didn't leave the store yet. When is it? Is it Mos, Konos? What happens if my child breaks something? I would have to pay for it no matter what. Is it mine yet? Is it not mine yet? Right, so it's an interesting case. But that relates to this. Not exactly, because there you have to pay for it also. But either way, says the Gemara. So if a general shas topic is the kalim, are the kalim of a lokeach in the reshus of the mocher, does that work? So this sounds like yes. Because the woman's bed in the husband's house, that would work. Shmas mina kalim shalokeach, which is mocher, kana lokeach. Is that a raya? So Gemara says, we'll get back to the Svara in a minute. Let's just finish first. The Gemara says, no raya. Lo tzricha de gavo asara. Maybe the case here is where the bed is 10 tvachim tall. So it's not related to the general topic, because it's not in the reshus of the mocher. It's in its own reshus. So where it says v'ikamakom kare, what about the bed, the legs of the bed? They're going all the way down. So doesn't that make it considered reshus mocher? No, amakom kare lo kapti inshi. People are makpid about the tiny little spaces where the legs are. That doesn't bother people. Tosva says, at least for one's wife, one is not makbid for. On the top line in Tosfos, l'chala pachos be'ishto v'chein ba'avir amita. Maybe by other people. Other Rishonim say it means in general, but Tosfos at least says when it comes to the wife. What's the svara for Caleb shel kone b'rishus mocher being nikne? Meaning, what is the burden of proof? Whenever we have a machlokas or an ibai in the Gemara, we always have to ask, which is the more logical approach? Or which, I shouldn't say more logical, which one would I have said before I analyzed it? And which one do I have to analyze? Like Gemara has to ask. So the Rishonim struggle with why it should be Nikna. Meaning, Pashas, it shouldn't be Nikna. Why? It's not one of the Darki Kinyanim. We know Kinyanim. Hagba, Meshicha, Chazaka, Kesef, Shtar, right? All these different types of Chazakas. So what is this? It's my kli in your house, but if I have a bowl in your house, so that's in your jurisdiction, it's in your rishus, why should just the airspace above the kli be considered the lokeachs? That's the shaila. Or not. Or should it be? Maybe it should say the opposite, right? That it's my kli, if it's in my kli. This is like a special type of kinyan chatzer. Like, what's the svara? So the Rashbam and Tosfos debate in Baba Basra, Pehei and Pevav, that's what you see on the side, that's where this Gemara also comes up. As follows, and the Granat points out this machlokas. The Granat in Kuf Pehei points out two ways to understand the Ibaya of the Gemara of Caleb Shalokech versus Mocher, Kana or Lokana. So the first is a conceptual way, and that is, do we say that the Kli of the Lokech is Batel in the Rishus of the Mocher? It loses its status. It's sitting in his house, so it's his house. So what, it's your kli, but it's his house, it's his airspace. You don't look at the airspace in the bowl separately than the airspace in the house. So that's number one. That's what the Rashbam says in Baal Basra Behe. Yesh lafarish, im nasan lo mocher rishus, I'm sorry, that's the, im akli shalokeach batel agav rishus mocher, o rishus mocher batel agav kli. Right, that's the Rashbam's lashon in Baba Basra. The Granat expands upon this and says, well, maybe this is what he means, or maybe this is a different approach. When the Mocher gives Rishus to the Lokeach to put his item there, does he just give him Rishus to use it, or does he give him legal Rishus to use it in an ownership type of way? Meaning, does he give him Makom Beguf, in the inherent status of this piece of land, of this piece of space? In nazan lo amocha rishus rak lehishtamesh, aval eino masha lo guf ha-chotzer, v'lachin lo yikne lokeach, d'chazir shal mocher mevatel rishus lokeach. O efshar, d'masha lo beguf ha-chotzer, al ishtam shus kelev, v'kona ha-lokeach, v'lo mitzel rishus kelev agav chotzer, kivan di ishlo kinyin beguf ha-chotzer shal zeh. So that's one way to understand it. Is there bitul rishus? Is it swallowed up? That's one way. But then the Granat says, based on our Ramah there, in Baal Basra, from the Yad Ramah, he says, no, maybe there's another way. Nothing to do with Hafkas Rishus, but it has to do with, meaning, the Rishonim ask an Afkamina. What happens if my bowl is in, I'm buying something from Shimon, and my bowl is in Ruvain's house. So, what about that? Does that work? Kelev Shalokeach Berishus Acher, not Berishus Mocher. So, does that work? So that's a question in the Rishonim. So the Granat says, you know what that tips me off to? Maybe the Shaila here is not just a question of, is the Mocher and the Lokeach, is one Mevatel the other, but is it that the Rishus of the Mocher is an Ikuv? Because it's coming from him. It's not that, really, the Kli is a Kli. It's its own Rishus, and it should work. But maybe the fact that the Mocher's Rishus is surrounding it, that's Ma'akev. So if it would be in a third party's Rishus, it would be okay. So that's the Shaila. Is the Mocher, because I'm trying to go in the opposite way than the reality, right now it has the Mocher, I'm trying to get it out of the Mocher, so maybe that makes it makes it harder. Right, that's the question. In Miftal Rishuso Lagabi Zeh, Sheyechashiv Kahotsa Me Rishuso, Otim Alo Miftav Alo Havi Otsa. Two different emphases to what is the Ibaya of Caleb Shalkone Birishus Mocher. Either way, the Gemara tried to prove it, and the Gemara said that our case is different because it is its own Rishus. It's 10 Tfachim high. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Latoch Heka, Latoch Kalsa, Migureshes, if it was put into her, she's holding it, or putting it into her basket, it works. So again, we think the woman is sitting in her husband's house, and the basket is in front of her. So, doesn't that work? Same raya. Amai, Kilav Shol Kibbutz, Mocher, who? Is that a raya? That it sounds like, we'll get to this Bez Hashem in a minute also, it sounds like the Gemara is bothered. That, how could you say this? How could you say it works? So we'll have to see why the Gemara is so bothered by it. But the Gemara says, isn't this Kilav Shol Kibbutz, Mocher, and therefore this should be a raya that it works? The Gemara says, no, four answers. How it doesn't work. The Gemara can't say it's 10 tefachim high. Baskets don't have legs. But four other answers. Number one, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kagon Shaisa, Kalsa, Tluyaba. She's holding the basket. It's hanging on her. Right? It's like her pocketbook. She's a pocketbook. So that's not Kalef Shalkonib, it's just Mocher. Right? That's hanging on her. Pchein Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Kagon Shaisa, Kalsa, Tluyaba. It's hanging on her. Why should hanging make a difference? So says the Rashbam in Baba Basra, it's a form of Hagbah. It's a form of Kinyan Hagbah. Hagbah doesn't really mean if I lift something up, but if I'm holding something and you put it into that basket, that's also my Hagbah. That's what the Rashbam says in Baba Basra. The Taras Gittin, the Nesivis here, is bothered by that because of the next line of the Gemara. Let's keep reading for a minute. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Kshura, this is all within number one, Kshura Avavishena Tluya. If it's tied onto her, even if it's not off the floor. Let's say a woman has a pocketbook on, but she's sitting down and it's sitting on the floor. So that's Kshura Afopisheina Tluya. So it's on her, but it's not hanging. So says the Taras Gittin, if it's a form of Hagbah, you can't have Hagbah if it's still on the floor. Right? That won't work as Hagbah. Even in Kiddushin, remember those amazing Gemaras in Kiddushin? How you kona an elephant. Right? So you have to put some vines on the floor, and the elephant will walk on the vines. So you have to, something's got to go in the air. So here, if the pocketbook's on the floor, it says the Taras Gittin, I have a problem. You know, I don't think this should work because there was no lifting up. So the Achronim say maybe the Rashbam just means it's like Hagbah. Not that it exactly is Hagbah, but it works in the same way as Hagbah works. Just like Hagbah works be Rishus Mocher. So too this would work for Rishus Mocher for the same reasons. That now you have put, now it's in your Rishus. Either you lifted it up or it is in the pocketbook. If it's somebody has a Taras Gittin, if you want to look at that Taras Gittin, it's in Kuf Lamed Tes. There are like four or five sources that talk about Darkei Kinyan and Beget, as we already introduced yesterday. Every Kinyan is discussed. Does this Kinyan work in Ilchus Gerushin? Chatzer, Agav, this is Hagbah. So that's where the Taras Gittin, the Nesiva says, Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Tes Vav. Yesh lo ayein im moel shar kinyan im baget, kegon mishicha, o kinyan sudar, o kinyan agav, kivan shakone bimetaltalin, o dilma dafka yada beinan. And then he goes through each one. The Gemara talks about chatzer and yad, right? Chatzer as an extension. But there are many other, that's the question we just had before. Rashi, agav versus chatzer. That's not explicit in the Gemara. What about agav? So here, that's where he talks about, does hagbah work? So Ulafini is the Meshicha Vagba Mo Baget, Ubichal Yadahu. For sure, Meshicha and Hagba work. And he says, look at the Rashbam about in our Gemara, about Kalsa, Hagba. But he just says in parentheses, I just have a problem with that, Rashbam, because the next line of Kshura, Afal Pi She'ena Tluya. Divrei Rashbam Temuimli, Dog Bakshura, Afal Pi She'ena Tluya, Hainu She'nigreres Al Gabi Karka, Lav Mita Magbahu. V'yal Karachach. Hatam de kishakshura ba havi lake sheesh la rishus la niach va kalsa konila vimkein hachanami bitzluya. Then he continues and deals with the other kinyanim as well. And then he says, interestingly, there's one other line. Nira la niyaz daiti de dafka kishamagarish birtsona mahani kinyan hagbo mashicha. When hagbo mashicha work, that would only be when it is birtsona. We know a get can be given balkarcha, but that's only if it's given into her yad. If you're using any of the other kinyanim, it would have to be meiratzon. Why? Because kinyanim cannot be balkarcha. Fascinating. You have the rules of kinyanim that impact. You want to use this for gittin? Okay. Then it's got to follow the rules of kinyanim. Sometimes we find the opposite. Sometimes we have a generic law that becomes part of a personal context, and it takes upon the character of the personal context. Right? Like the Rambam on Lechem Mishnah on Pesach. When the Rambam says that Lecha Mishnah Pesach is after you break the challah, one and a half matzahs. not challah matzah. 1.5. That's why Bali Tosfos say an Ashkenazic custom is to have 3 matzahs. So even after you break one, you have 2 whole ones. But the Rambam says 2 matzahs. Why? And you break, it's only 1.5. Yeah, this is Lechem Mishnah for Pesach. So that's a generic law of Lechem Mishnah that's redefined by its specific context. So you might have said that here too. You might have said general Hichas Kinyanim need a Ratzon, but once it goes into the world of Gerishin, Bal Karcha. So the Rashbam does not, Torah's Gittin here does not say that. He said, Al-Bakashakofa Osal Bal Karcha, La'asos Meshicho Agba Shalobiyada, Yeshlomar De'ena Miskareshes. Umitamacher, the Kola Kinyanim Be'inan Shihepa Kavanas Kinyan. For the Bechol Kinyanim Be'inas Kavana, Shubal Karcha, Enka Kavanas Kinyan, Masha'enkin Chatsera Viyada, Dekonin Shalomidas Kinyan. Etc. And he continues. That's an important Torah's Gittin. In Torah's Gittin, we know the Nesivis has a sefer on Ksubis, the Beis Yaakov has a sefer again in the Torah's Gittin, besides the Nesivis that he has on Choshen Mishpat, which is obviously his most famous work. Okay, among other many other svarim that he has. Let's continue. So that is answer number one. Answer number one, if it goes into her basket, doesn't that prove Caleb Shalokech versus Mocher works? No, it is not a raya because it's hanging on her or it's dragging on her. Answer number two, Ravada Barava Amar Kagon, Shaisa Kalsa Munechas La Benyar Koseha. She's sitting on the floor, it's between her legs, the basket. And therefore what? Rashi explains, the Baal is not makpid on the wife's makom like she's sitting on him between her legs. So that's why it wouldn't be a problem. Munachas la benyar koseha. Continue. Remesharshi bar di ravdimi amak. We're going to show you baila mocher kalsos. The husband sells baskets, and therefore what? Again, Rashi says that he's not makpid on the if she has a basket. So another basket in the house is not gonna break the bank, and he's mochel it to her. Rabbeinu Yonah in Baba Basra has a little different shot. He says, Bala mocher kalsos, and he sold this one to her. He sold this one to her, and therefore, obviously, he wants her to have it. And the Rabbeinu Yonah there continues and says, he wants her to have it because, let's say, he'll run out of baskets. He sells baskets from his house. He'll run out, so he'll take the wives, and he'll get her another one. So he doesn't mind this at all, because it's good for his business. Right, maybe they'll even say, oh, he even gave his wife a basket. Even he uses these baskets. Right, so it's good for him. So therefore, again, that's why it would be nicknap. Good. Last one, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Makom Cheka Kanuila, Makom Kalsa Kanuila. No, that Makom is nicknap to her. Her basket, not Dafka, general Caliph Shalokeach, versus Mocher, but specifically, you know, this works for her, this basket. Amarava, my time at Rabbi Yochanan, why? Lafishena the Makbid, Loa Makom Cheka, Loa Makom Kalsa. No, not makpid about all these, which is really the root of the answer of all of the root of the svar of all the answers. Tani Namihachi, also we learned Zarkula, Latocheka, Olatoch Kalsa, Olatoch Koldavar Shihi Kikalsa. Anything that's like that, Harehu Zumugureshes, Hakaldavashu Kikalsa Lasuye Mai, what does that include? La Suye Taska Dakla Batamri. If you have a basket or a pouch that she eats dates in, so any little item, any little chefsa that has a base kibble that's hers, that she puts things in, that's considered hers, and therefore it is Nikne and Mugureshes. There is an interesting line in Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Kagon asks, the Gemara is so bothered, standing on his head, trying to figure out, don't think it's a raya. Caleb Shalkone Bershus Mocher. So do we actually paskin the other way? Is the fact that the Amoraim are so matriach themselves to be able to come up with ukimtis, does that prove to me that it's lo nikne? Caleb Shalokeach Bershus Mocher lo kana lokeach? So Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one is no. The Gemara does this every daf and shas. Whenever you just want to knock out a raya, it has to be full. It has to be shown that it's not foolproof. And that's all what the Gemara is doing here. The Yeshlomar Tahaka Lakulu Misafkalu Ella Dachul Masnitsan Delo Nifsho Mina. Meaning, no, it's no raya either way. Don't think that this Gemara is like weighted in one direction. But then Tosfos answers Inami. Fundamental answer. Afilu Be'alma. Caleb Shalokeach Mershus Mocher Kana. Even if a general is Kona, you know why the Gemara is so bothered here? Because it's Gittin. And Gittin could have different rules. Even if general it works, Hacha le'inyin get delarachoka ka'asi lo kana. Put this on the list. Many times we've spoken about over the past couple of months. right? Gittin has different rules than other kinyanim. Of course, the Ksos we mentioned yesterday, that it's a Nesina. But here, the Gemara is Tosas is suggesting that the Gemara is holding Gittin has a higher standard. Or a different standard. And even if you want to say Kun in general, the Gemara is saying, but not here. Gerushin is different. It might be harder. Because the Rechokakasi is not interested in giving her a makom, even though the Rechok is that he wants to divorce her. And therefore you might say it should be easier. But those are saying no, because it's defined as a harchaka process, so that's why the requirements would be different. 2 days, then the first day of Tosfos obviously doesn't hold that way. Interesting, 2 days is in Tosfos. Weiter, says the Mishnah. Now, every one of these Mishnahs is just jam-packed. Omar Law. And it's items, some of these topics we have not spoken about yet in this Masechta. So it's really crucial. Omar Law Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. A man goes over to his wife and says, "Hi, here is a Shtar Chov. Here is a Shtar Chov of mine," meaning a monetary document. Oh, so that's obviously not going to work. Why is that not going to work? So let's see. Oh, Shemitzaato Me'achorav. What does that mean? Pashta sounds like she found the get lying on the floor behind him. Shemitzaato Me'achorav, which the Gemara is going to talk about. What's the Havamina? Kora, Fahari Yogita, she picks it up. She's like, oh, this is my get. Eino get, that's Yomer Lo Hagitech. That's not a good get until he says to her, this is your get. So the second case of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about. Obviously, there was no Nesina there. But the Rishonim talk about the first case. What does the first case sound like? Because he said, this is your Shtar Chov, it doesn't work. What? If he wouldn't have said Shtar Chov, it would work? The Gemara says elsewhere, he has to say Hagitech. So why does the Mishnah emphasize that, oh, it doesn't work because there was a problematic Amira? As if there was no Amira, it would be good. No! If there was no Amira, it wouldn't be good either. That's the Kasha of all the Rishonim here. So, various suggestions. The Meiri here quotes a Deah that says, extreme Deah, it's not the Pashas of the Gemara. The Meiri says, really, you don't need an Amira by Gerushin. It's not like Kiddushin. You don't need an Amira by Gerushin. You only need an Amira where there is a Reyesa, where she would have no idea. That's where you would need an Amira. He quotes this from Achrone HaRabanim. So I'm not sure which nickname that is. Right? He has a nickname for all the Rishonim. Sholetzricho lomar hagidech ela bekinsi ubenasan lakshi yesheno v'neora. If she was sleeping, if she has some other reason to be unsure, ava benosin get mamish, benesina ma'alya, ein tzarech lomar hagidech klal. Wow. We'll get to that in a few minutes. The only time you need an Amira if there is not a Nesina Ma'alya. But if there is a Nesina Ma'alya, there's a good Nesina, so then the Meiri has a Deya that you don't need an Amira. So that is not what most other Rishonim say. The Ron here says, you know why the Gemara is emphasizing really? Well, take it back one step. Most Rishonim say, you know what this might be talking about? When wouldn't you need an Amira? If right before the Nesina, you were just talking about divorcing her. What's called, right, Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. So if Asukin Ba'oso Inyan, and then you give it, okay, then there's flexibility. But the Ron here says, you know why this case is different? You were Asukin Ba'oso Inyan, but then you gave it and said Kinsi Shtar Chov. So the Shaila is that maybe you were Mevatel, the Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. That's why it doesn't work. But you're right, without the Kinsi Shtar Chov, it would work because it's as if there was an Amira. Asukin Bosu Inyan is Ki'ilu, there could have been an Amira. If you look at Tosfos here says, on Eino Tzarech, he says, we paskin, obviously, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that there is an Amira. The Ri Haya Masrich, and what do we paskin? We don't just say Hagitech, what does the Tosfos say? Ri Haya Masrich, Lenosin Gel Ishto, Lomar Hagitech, Vigam, Hariat Muteris, L'chol Adam. We also require the Heter of Hari Muteres L'chol Adam to be mentioned there. Again, Amira Beget is a big topic, but to mention a couple of the Shitas, how to read this Mishnah. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nasan Biyada V'hi Yashena. What if he put it in her hand when she was sleeping? Ne'ora, she wakes up. Kara, she reads it. V'hari Yogit, it's her get. Eino get, she yomer lo hagitech. So also, it's no good until he says it. Let's continue first. Ki amar lo hagitech, now getting back to the first case, ki amar lo hagitech may have, if she picked it up from behind him, and she reads it, and then he says, ah, yes, your get, that works. Have le tzli gitech mi al gabe karka. isn't that a case of pick up your get from the ground? That meaning there's no nesina here. So what's going on with Avamina? Of course, if she picked it up from the floor. So Gemara says, Ema sheshalafto me'achorav. No, no, no. It's not picking up from the floor. Obviously, that wouldn't be no good. It means that it was like in his belt, and she took it out of his belt. That's what does not work until he says Hagitech. Says the Gemara, Shalafto Nami. That also shouldn't work. Kapi inan vin nasan biyada. There, she took it. You need, he has to give it to her. Veleka. He stuck his hip out to her. So that's good enough of an asina. He twisted himself towards her, and then she takes it from him. That is good enough of an asina. The Rush says, what happens if he has it in his hand, like a baton, and he gives it to her? Does he have to drop it in her hand? Says the Rush, has two dais. Can he just be holding one side of it as she takes it? He sticks out her hand, holding one side, and then she takes it. Which is like a very wet, most of the time, Bismana say how we transfer things. Or does she have to have her hands open and he drops it into her hand? So the Rush discusses that. Is that, that's like this case. It's like he Arak Lecharzai, right? It's no worse than that. So that's the Rush has discusses that. Tanina Mihachi, the Braisa also supports that the case is a case of Arak Lecharzai. The Amar La Kitsi Shtachov Zeh, Osha Shalafto Meachorav, Karaso Bahari Ugita. So you see the language of Shalafto Me'achorav, which is not in our Mishnah. You see it's explicit in the Braisa. But Divrei Rabbi, that's what Rabbi says. That's good enough once he says Hagitech. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer lo Olam eino get ad sheyatzlenu heimena v'yachzor v'yitznenu la. No, he's got to take it back from her and then give it to her again. V'yomer lo Hagitech. Right, you can't just, this does not work. Just saying Hagitech. Nasnu biyada v'hi yashena. Nei o Rav Akar v'ar yugita. If she has it after she's sleeping, eino get it sheyomer lo Hagitech divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says he can just say, at that point, here's your get. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no, it's got to be at the moment of Nesina. So you got to take it back. Vitzricha, and you need this machlokes in both cases, both in the case where shalafto me'achorav and in the case of sleeping. Why? Vitzricha diad mar bahakha maisa. If you only had it in the first case, bahika amar rebbe mishum debas igrushehi. In the first case, she was awake. There was a problem with the Nesina at the time, but she's awake. So maybe there, that's where Rebbe would say, you could just say Hagitech afterwards. Avol nasan biyada v'yishena. Delav bas igrushehi. But if she's sleeping, where she's not a bas gerushin, she has no das. She doesn't need ratzon, but she needs das. Ema modi leder of Shimon Elazar. Maybe he would agree there that you'd have to take it back. And if you say only at the second case, maybe only there you have to take it back, because she's not a bas gerushin. But in the first case, maybe you would agree. That's why it would work. That's why you need both cases. Period. All my Rava last section. Get biyad avda yashen. She has an eved. What if he puts it into her eved's hand? Umishamarto, and she is watching if she's standing right there. Hareze get. Nay or, but if the Eved is awake, eino get. Why? Tabele chatzer, mishtamere shaloladaita. That is her chatzer, but she is not in control of the Eved. The Eved guards himself, says Rashi. Shaha Eved mishamer es atzmo ve es masha biyado. If he's sleeping, then her das kind of crashes in and covers the Eved. But if he's awake, it's not going to work. Says, let's just finish and then I'll make a quote of Machlokes. Yashin v'shamarta areisa get, says the Gemara. What do you mean? If he's sleeping, it shouldn't make a difference either. Amai, why? We had this earlier. Chatzar ma'alechesi. V'chatzar ma'aleches lokana. If he has the potential to wake up and walk around, chatzar ma'aleches, so that it also shouldn't be good, even if he's sleeping. V'chitema yashin shani, v'yama rava koshi l'mahalech lokana, o mivi yoshiv lokana. A chatzar mahaleches, even if not mahaleches at this moment, shouldn't be good. So answers the Gemara, v'hilchasa b'kafus. You're right, the only way that it'll work, putting it into the hands of her Eved, is if he is tied up. If he cannot move. There is a machlokes, the Rashi has two deyas, Rashi, Rambam, other Rashba. Once you say kafus, do you still need yashin? You say kafus, he can't move. That's a machlokes Rishonim. Do you still need sleeping? Or do you say, if it's kafos, it's mishtameres l'daita, because he can't move? That's a machlokas rishonim, what is left l'maskana, once we come up with kafos. But, a separate machlokas, and that is, so fine, let's say you put it into an evet's hands where it doesn't work. The evet's awake. So, what do you have to do now? Could the evet just give it to the isha? Could the evet give it to her, his master, and then she's divorced? Or does the evet have to give it back to the husband to then give it back to the wife? So you probably would have said, I would have said, you have to give it back to the husband. Because if it didn't work with the Eved, so it's lying on the ground. And then if the Eved gives it to the Isha, it's sligi dechme al gabi karka. It wouldn't work. And that's what the Rashba says. You have to give it back to the husband, and then the husband has to give it back to the wife. But the Rashba says, I don't understand it. But the Rambam says that the Eved could just give it to the Isha, and then the Gerushin would work. Meaning there's a middle status. The Eved, it's kind of like a shliach lahalacha, where it's not in their hands anymore, but the Gerusha didn't happen yet. The same type of a principle. The Rashba does not like it. What's the Svara? So the Achronim get into the act here, what the Svara is for the Machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. The Hevel Yaakov, quoted here in the Biurei Adav, says, even though it's a Chatzar Maleches, there is an Asina Mitzad Habal. He put it into her Rishus, but it's just a chatzar mahalacha, so it's a problematic rishus. Reb Chaim just gives that a little more teeth. Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas says the machlokas goes back to the root of the Rishonim of what is the problem, what is the chisaron of chatzar mahalachas? What's the chisaron? Is the problem because it is not a yad, or it is a problematic yad? That's a discussion in the Chatzar Mahalechas sugya. So the Rambam would say it is a problematic yad, but it is a yad. And therefore, once there's a problem is removed, the Eved gives it to her, it's fine. The Rashba must hold, no, it's not a yad at all. So it's like it's on the ground. It's on the ground, that's why you have to give it back to the husband first, and then give it back to the woman. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Haiso, Medes Bershus Arabi, what if she's in the street? In the street. She's not in a house anymore. What about in the street? Vizarkal, and he threw it to her. Karovla, if it's close to her, Megureshes. They're divorced. Karovla ain't a Megureshes, but if it's still close to him, does not work. Mechsa al Mechsa, but if it's half and half, we'll have to see what that means. Megureshes ain't a Megureshes. Half and half, it does not work. It is Megureshes ain't a Megureshes. Tosfos on Amud Beis, printed, says, why don't you say Amosim Echaber Alav Araya? Which is a little difficult question. We're talking about Isurim here, not Dini Maminis. But Tosfos says, it's a one-line Tosfos, an Amud Beis, on the first wide line. He says, Hachal lo shayach lomar, bas mechaber lo varaya. So Tosfos must assume that this is a Dini Maminis element too, because of the Ksuba. But Tosfos says three words. De'ein kan safik. What does that mean? The Marshayas. What does that mean, ein kan safik? Usually a Mosef Mechaber is that you have a safik in the reality. This is a sveika. You know exactly where the get is. It's not a safik in the reality. It's a safik. We'll get to the cases of the Gemara. It's on the border. It's two kite edim. This is a din safik, right? This is not just a safik in reality. So Tosfos must be. You don't say amosim chavero in that type of case. You know Tosfos is saying something loaded there. It's just hard to know exactly what he's saying. But the Marsha starts off by trying to figure out exactly what Tosfos means. That one line Tosfos on Amud Beis. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara. V'chein ledin kiddushin. Same applies by kiddushin. He throws her kiddushin close to him, close to her. V'chein ledin achov. Same thing when it comes to chov. Amarlo, for example. What's the case of chov? Amarlo bal chovo. Zrok li chovi. Throw me my chov. Vizark, right, the malve says, throw me my chov. Vizarku lo. And it gets thrown to him and then it gets lost. Right, the question is, does he still owe the money? Karav la malve zocha ha malve. We'll go with our gears. So the malve zocha to it, to the lobe, doesn't owe anymore. Karav la lobe, ha lobe chayiv. If it never got close to the malve, the lobe is still chayiv. Mechsa al mechsa, shnem yachloku. And you split it, because that's mamon amuta basafik. Hey chidami karav la. So again, there you could ask, hamotz mechaber la varaya, because that's a real dini mamonis issue. Maybe that's only what Tosfos is going on. Right, mechsa al mechsa. Tosfos Gir says mechsa al mechsa. The achronim that discuss it seem to say it's going on all the cases. That's how they use it. But Pashas, one might say it's just going on the last line of the Mishnah. Okay, good. Hechidami karavlo, hechidami karavlo. What does it mean, karavlo, karavlo? Amarav arba amoshelo zeo karavlo. Arba amoshelo zeo karavlo. Is it within Dalai Lamas of her? That's close to her. Dal Rebbe is close to him. Heichidami mechzal mechza, right? Because it's concept of kinyan dalanamas. So within dalanamas of each other, that's what karov means. But if it's mechzal mechza, what does that mean? Amar Shua Barav Yitzchak, konchayu shneim omdin barba amos. They're both within the same dalanamas of each other. So that's you're not sure. So the Gemara says, "Velechzi hemi nayokadim." See who was standing there first. Who the Dalet Amos were ascribed to one of them? Whoever was there first. If they came at the exact same time, that's impossible. They couldn't have come exactly at the same time. El Amar of Kahana, you're right. What is Mechzal Mechzal mean? Kehacha beches Amos mitzum samos askinan. They're 8 Amos apart exactly. And what's Mechzal Mechzal? The get yotzi mi'arba amos shelo l'dalet amos shela. The get's on the border. It's on the line. Half the get is on one in hers, and half the get is in his. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha'agid gabei. If that's the case, then the gerushin should vadai not be a gerushin. Why? Because gerushin requires krisus, total cut. So if you need totally cut here, it's not totally cut. Half the get's still in his rishus. So El Rabba Verv Yosef, Dami Travayu, this is the case of Mechzal Mechzal. Hacha b'shtei kite edem askinan. Achaz omeres karovlo, v'achaz omeres karovlo. Right, that's the case. You have a machlokes, edem. And that's the question. Asks the second half of Tosfos v'ha'i efshar. Tosfos says, so why don't you say, we usually say, uki tre b'hadi tre, and go by the chazaka. There's a cheskas eishes this year. We should say that an edem knock out each other, and she's still married. Cheskas eishes ish. Tosa says, you're right. This is only midrabanan. Right? Midaraisa, you should go by the chazaka. But midrabanan, we say, you don't go after the chazaka and smugureshes vein emugureshes. So that is all one pshat of the Gemara. We're talking about karov lo means within dalet amos of each other. Number one, there is a major discussion in the Rishonim, and that is, kinyan dalet amos, we know from Bava Metzia, is a kinyan drabanan. De lo lesi le insuye. Right, it's in Bereshit. We don't want people to fight, so we say the Dalet Amos of Konos B'chola is a Kinyan Derabanan. And we're saying here it works for a Daraisa. That's a question of the Ritva. The Ritva says, Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Rabban have the power to give different areas financially. And once it's Yerushas financially, then it would work. The Pnei Yeshua, though, has a line here, based on other questions as well, where he says, even if Kinyan Dalet Amos in Dine Mamanis is Derabanan, Kinyan Dalet Amos in Get could be Daraisa. Could be a different type of process. And this is the next kinyan we're talking about. Dalet Amos. Again, we've spoken about Chatzer, we've spoken about Aga, we've spoken about Hagbah. Now we're talking about Dalet Amos. Right? Trying to take the general Dalet Amos kinyan to Gittin, and that is what the Rishon and the Ritva here and the Pnei Yeshua discuss. Okay, that is all though. Pshat number one of the Mishnah, what does Karov mean? Pshat number two, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Karov la shaninu afilu mea ama. Even 100 amas away. If it's closer to her, it's divorced. And we're going to explain a little bit more what it means. What does it mean, mechzal mechza? Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba lididi mifr shalom minei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's even 100 amos was explained to me as follows. Hu yachol l'shomro v'hu einu yachol l'shomro zeo karov lo. It could be 100 amos away, but who has control? Is he able to go get it? So then, that's considered karov lo. He yechol l'shomro, but who ain't yechol l'shomro? Zel karov lo. If she's able to get it, even if it's far away, then that's divorced. Shneim yechol l'shomro, shneim ain't yecholim. Zel mechzal mechza. If they both have equal control or lack thereof, so then that's considered megureshes veinim megureshes. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Amru Rabbanan kamed Rabbi Yochanan mishmed Rabbi Yonah sanachi. Right, the Rabbanan said over this pshat in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yonah's son. Rabbi Yochanan himself said it. Hachi Amar, I'm sorry, Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan responded, Yadin Chavrin Bavloi, my Babylonian friends know Lefrushe Kiatama. They know how to give great pshatim. That was my pshat. Rabbi Yonah's son gives the same one. He was excited about it. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says, gives us the impression that it's totally on the Shmira ability. Rabbi Eliezer Omer calls Shehu Karov La Milo. If it's closer to her than him. Uba Kalev in Nutzlo, but a dog could come and still take it. Ainim Gureshes. Doesn't work. Sagmar says, Ainim Gureshes. Kalecha Tintre Vitezo, what she has to guard it forever? And if not, she's not divorced. No, this is what it means. Kol shekar avla milo ve'ilu bakela v'natzlo. If a dog would be able to come and take it, v'hu yachol l'shamro, v'hi eni yachol l'shamro, and he would be able to guard it from the dog, but not her, eina mugureshes, that doesn't work. It doesn't actually mean the dog case. Just rethinking now, I have to look back at the Mefarshim. It could be the Mechsal Mechsa was only on that last case, the Tosfos, so maybe it is purely the Mosi Mechavar Lavaraya context, right? Shem Yachloku, right, it's Yachloku. So that's what it sounds like, looking at the Dibur Maskos. I take back what I said before was probably wrong. So it's only going on that last line. But either way, you have to figure out what Tosfos means, right? He even within the world of Dini Mamanis, what does it mean that it's Ein Kan Safik, right? Mugureshes Vein Mugureshes usually means Safik. So that's a question. Okay, but either way, just to correct what I mentioned a few minutes ago. Okay, Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Then Shmuel comes along and says another statement. Shinin a smart one. Kadesha Tashuach v'titzlenu. It has to be close enough to her that she could bend down and pick it up. V'yatlo tevid uvda adamata gita liyada. And even if you have it right next to her foot, don't say it works totally until she actually picks it up. L'maisa. Amar Le Rav Mordechai Le Rav Ashi, Haviyuvda Hachi, and there was a case like this where it was on the floor and she did not pick it up, and then the husband died. Vatzrachu Chalitza, and the Chalitza was required, meaning we don't assume that it worked. There is a machlokas we've shown him here. What is Shmuel adding? Is he arguing, or is he talking about a different case? If you look at Rashi sounds like he's arguing. Up until now, we said, Dalet Amos is one shita. As long as it's in his control, another shita. Shmuel comes along and is very machmir, meaning a high standard. No, it's got to be right next to her. That's what Karav Lo means. See Rashi? Rashi says, Kadesha tuach v'titzlenu. Hu da'avi kurvya damasnisan. Right? Curve in the Mishnah means it's right on her feet. She could bend down and pick it up. Rashi says this is a third approach in the Gemara. Rov Rishonim don't say that. Rov Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rush say no, he's being mosif. He's being mosif on it. You have to just add in a statement, and that is, even if it's within her dalet amos, what happens if he comes into her dalet amos? So then it's got to be close enough that she could just come down, bend down, and pick it up. That's the case where he might come in and encroach on her rishus. Period. Just one other ha'ara, and then we'll finish up. Tosfos says here in Va'atlo Sevet Uvda Dafka Berishus Harabim. Only if it's in Rishus HaRabim, another way of saying Shmuel is not arguing. In Rishus HaRabim, that's where it has to be close by. Avo b'chatzera in sorach shiagia liyada. It doesn't have to. But then Tosfos quotes the Aruch. Tosfos quotes the Aruch, Kabbalah merabo seinu. Afilu zarku la b'to chatzera, lo mishtarya la alma, adamata gita liyada. Right? We lamaisa wait till she has it, or her shliach has it in the hand. Even though these kananim work, that's the Mesorah that we have from the Rabbo Seinu. Okay, one more minute. Let's just continue. V'cheleni Kiddushin. The Mishnah says also regarding Kiddushin, the same thing would apply. Throwing the Kiddushin to her, closer to him. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. L'gittin Amru v'lo l'davar acher. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that these laws only apply to Gittin and not to anything else. Eisvei Rabbi Abba l'Rabbi Asi. V'cheleni Kiddushin. But what do you mean? The Mishnah says also Kiddushin. Shiny Hasam Dechsiv V'yatzav Ahaisa. When it says Gittin, that includes Kiddushin. Right? That's not a separate halachic context. Right? V'yatzav Ahaisa always includes both of them. Eisei V'chein L'nyin Achov. Our Mishnah also says, V'chein L'nyin Achov. Zorok L'chov V'zarku Lo Karav L'mal V'zach Alove. Question about the Girsa. It means the same thing. Karav L'love Alove Chai Mechsa Mechsa Shem Yachloku. So the Mishnah says V'chein L'nyin Chov. So how does Rabbi Yochanan say only Gittin and Kiddushin? Hachamayas Kinan, Da'amar Le, Zrok Li Chovi V'tipater. The case that works is where the Malva says, throw the Chov and be exempt. So Gemara says, Yachi Ma'la Memra. Okay, if he makes that tonight, then what's the Chiddush? Obviously that's going to work. If it's Karav Lo, he's going to be Pater. Lo Tzricha, Da'amar Le, Zrok Li Chovi B'Torah's Gittin. Throw me my chov, and we'll follow the laws of get when you throw me the chov. So, v'akadim ay lameimer, that's also not a chiddush. We know the laws of get. So what's the chiddush? Ma'o detema matzi amar le mishatani b'cha. You might say, no, he's joking. What a mominous is, like gittin. Kamash malon, we don't say that he is joking. Okay, period. Amar Rav Chizkiah, we'll have to stop. The next line is really very interesting. He gives her a get. We have a statement called, no strings attached. What if he gives her a get with a string attached. Right, that'll be the first line on tomorrow's daf, and we get into more issues of Perek HaZorek at tomorrow's Amud Beis, Get Yashan, Yerushalmis, and Bavlis. A lot coming up here in Maseches Gittin. Okay, we'll stop here.